Okay, now call a meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Chris on the highway is up first.
Started sweeping.
Okay.
We did another septic test with Board of Health today. So far, two are positive.
Two for two?
Mrs. Pete on the corner, we did her last week, and that one was good. Actually, around the corner on Maple.
Mm-hmm. I had a meeting last week with Calvin and the rest of the supervisor and mayors here in the northern tier, and they gave me some people to get in contact with to help try to resolve this, because well, we know that at least most of them probably doesn't have the land to put a septic system in, so there's going to be some issues there. So I've got some phone, make some phone calls and see what we can come up with.
The guy from Board of Health seemed to figure we'd be able to make something happen somehow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know if the girls checked into that grant that we had gotten to update the home.
Yeah, we've got...
He thought that might be able to work too.
Well, I mean, that's it's pretty old now, so I don't know.
There's another grant too, but it's a matching grant, but it's only up to $10,000. But you have to match,
right.
Basically. If it's
right.
If it's $15,000, you got to put in $7,500. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So well, that's the only thing I've been able to find so far. So outside of this.
So yeah, we're checking into it and see what we can come up with, because yeah, we're kind of a mess there.
The price of materials and having trouble getting aluminum pipe. You might have to wait another year anyway. You gotta wait till they get set up.
Right, right.
Anyway.
Right. Right.
You might have to wait. The way the year's going with price of fuel and everything else.
Yeah.
The pipes have tripled.
That's it.
And then it's getting like anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how was
the road in
tarmac? How's tarmac? Has that gone up like
nothing,
crazy or
no problems pricing yet?
No.
It's gonna be a week to week price.
Well,
they give you a bid price, mm-hmm. When fuel goes up, it's like everything rises.
Right.
The only good news, today's meeting, we might be out, we might not have to pay the union scale for the trucking, prevailing wage.
Mm-hmm.
That's looking like it's gonna be good for us.
Yeah. And I heard through the grapevine too that they're supposed to increase the chips again, and they're supposed to have the winter recovery again too, so that's gonna help out.
A couple good raises with the chip money. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantees.
Right.
According to our state committee, it sounds real good so far, but nothing's in black and white yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll wait till they pass their budget to find out for sure.
Till we get our numbers. The GPS contract is no longer on the state contract. We haven't really used it the last year or so. I was thinking, trying to save for now, just cut it out.
I'll have to check. I'm not sure how that works, if we had a contract with that, or if it's just month or year to year.
It's all.
Okay.
There's another contract we can get, but you got to update all the equipment's all got to be changed. It's going to be a little costly. It's handy at times when you need it, but we haven't used it enough
to justify the cost.
Well, especially the way the year's going, money-wise.
Yep.
That's up to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good to get us out of a lawsuit or anything else at times, but mm-hmm. Where do we draw the line?
Right. Okay. Okay.
Because if we do decide to keep it, I've got to change, because technically the state contract, it was up. It's either March or April it's done.
Okay.
So I either got to upgrade to the new contract with all the new equipment. I don't know, I didn't price it, but it's a little bit more than what it is now, plus the initial fee of putting the box in each truck.
Shut it down for now and
That's what I was.
We can always start it back up later.
Next year or?
Yeah. Money's a little more. Okay. Okay.
Well, there's a spring cleanup. We've got the bucket truck.
Yeah, and?
Driving and using, and we still got too soft to get the one decoration by DS Specialties.
Got one out of by the bridge over here on 22. You got that one out? Okay.
We tried to get that one, but.
A little soft, yeah.
It's too soft and the boom ain't long enough to reach.
Okay.
But.
Okay, good.
Other than that, nothing for me.
I don't know, if everybody knows, but Chris had bid out a bucket truck on the thing, and he ended up getting the bid, $6,300. And they had a meeting while I was gone, and they voted on, and they just, he since picked it up and is using it. So instead of going to borrow all the time, we got our own now. Okay. Anything else, Chris?
No. Get beautification and start working on our banners and
okay.
All that project.
Okay. All right. Okay, thanks. Library.
Last month, I mentioned that we hadn't heard from the state about the big grant we're doing for outdoor storage shed and the gazebo. 2 days after the meeting, we heard from them, and they want us to make changes. We had planned to use crushed stone underneath for the storage shed and crushed stone for the gazebo, which we got a bid for about $500. They said the state would most likely not go for it because it looks like a temporary building with crushed stone. So they wanted us to resubmit a bid with a cement slab for both of them, and they wanted us to put electricity to both of them, make it look more like a permanent building. So we got a bid for that and went from 500 to 6,000. what we have to do for that. What we're hoping, and we still don't know for sure, is that we're going to get 90% from the state, which means 10% for us. 10% of 6,000 would be 600, so we wouldn't be too far off if we get the 90%. But time will tell. We should know, as far as I know, we should know everything by June, whether they what they say and what they take. And we haven't heard back from them since we resubmitted the bid. So, but hopefully that's going through. Also last month, we mentioned that we needed to upgrade our internet because we're planning to do some senior planet courses, which you're going to hear about in a few minutes. And so Denise Ryder from Champlain Telephone contacted me. And at first she thought they were going to have us all set and ready to go for May. We need to have it by May. And then she called me back a couple of days later. She said that they wouldn't be able to do it by May. She thinks they can do it by the end of the summer. So she suggested that we contact Spectrum. She gave me a phone number of a guy to contact who she said really works well with people. And so we did that. We contacted them, and we are hooked up with Spectrum. And we do have it. We're somewhere around, I don't understand all these, but 600, whatever that is. And before we had, you know, somewhere around 20. So we can teach the classes now. Our goal is, they wanted us to switch phone, and we insisted that they wouldn't. We actually sent them home, and they came back another day. We still have our phone with Champlain Telephone, and at the end of the summer, we hope that they will come back with a bid, and we'll see. Two will give us the better deal, And Denise seemed to think that Champlain could do it. So hopefully that will happen.
Okay.
Also, we changed our hours, and I gave everybody a little thing, at least the board members up here, a little tiny bookmark, and it has our new hours. And we changed that. One of the big reasons we changed it was so that we could teach the senior planning courses on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So the biggest change is we used to be closed Wednesday and Thursday in the middle of the week, and we were open Friday and Saturday. So now we're open, still open Monday and Tuesday. We're closed Wednesday, but we're open Thursday and we're closed Friday. And I think Norma put, you see the little bookmarks back there in the little table. Anybody can pick that. I think all that material back there is for anybody to take. I gave all the board members a copy of those things. So last month, Lisa DeLong was here and I surprised her. She didn't know she was going to speak. But until you got to see one face of our three new directors. So this month I have Norma. And so I'd like you to see another face of the three directors. And she's going to talk more about what's going on.
My last name is Menard. Okay, the reason we needed to have an upgrade or a Wi-Fi, because we need to start by May. And for this, we're getting $2,000 from the Digital Inclusion Initiative of the North Country Library System. And along with that, I wrote to Brent from the Office for the Aging because they have a mini grant for social connections for seniors, for older adults. And they're forwarding it. The legislature is supposed to vote tomorrow. And I wrote the grant for $1,600, and they're supposed to vote on that tomorrow. But that was forwarded to the Office for the Aging. And that is to enhance our senior planet programming so that we can have coffee and conversations and technology all in one day. And so that people can gather before technology and after technology, and we can have presenters come in to do topics that are relevant to older adults. Okay, so we're going to start doing that. And hopefully we can have a senior hour every week. Okay. Other things that are going on in the library, and we have flyers in there. On Saturday, we have Easter fun time at 11 o'clock. And at 12, we're going to have a 50-50 club drone. Some of you have bought tickets. $500, I believe.
It's $500, $250, $100, and three people will get $50. I do have tickets tonight if anybody will still buy them. They're $10.
The first presentation we have for Senior Planet is protecting your personal information online. And the presentations are normally an hour and 15 minutes. You know, so it's not too long, but not too short, and it allows for questions and answers. Okay, and the curriculum is all developed by Senior Planet, and we had to go through training, a lot of them. But we are both certified, and again, Art mentioned the last time, there are five libraries in the CDF system that are in the cohort. Okay, so we have this flyer, and this one is on May 3rd at 10 o'clock.
It's a one day, not a one day.
It's a one-off presentation. The other one is a pro, and we're starting with the basic course in technology, and this is Chrome Essentials. We will have all the devices. We will have the same laptop for everybody, and each person, and all the courses are free, okay? And each person who enrolls, and this is a five-week course, twice a week, for about 75 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, from 10 to 11:15 gets a book, okay, and that's yours to keep. And the reason I knew about Senior Planet is because when I retired, I took courses, and I drive Bart with me. and so I truly am convinced that it's been a very helpful course, because I knew a lot. I use the computer a lot for my work, but I learned a lot through Senior Planet. And this is not the only course. There are like lots of them. There are like 25 courses. There will be maybe hopefully in the fall lessons on iPads, and there's also some advanced courses. Okay. Anything else that I missed? No,
I think you got everything. If take one of the flyers. If you have a neighbor or a relative that would like one, take one for them. If you run out of flowers, flyers, we'll bring Norma. But just call the library, go to our website, and we'll sign it. I think we just signed up around tonight, so and in one. Yep. So we'll sign you up on the spot to take the courses.
What's
okay.
The age? How old do you have to
be? It's 60 years old.
If you are not 60,
I just made it.
When you're under 60, you understand that the pace and the the strategies is geared for 60 up. So it's paced a little more slowly. So it's not, young people. So the pace is slow. Okay. So if you are under 60, just be aware of that. That's the only thing.
And if you already know something about computer, it's amazing how much you can pick up. And you get to keep the book after, so you just keep practicing. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Okay. Dog control. I don't think Tracy's here. Okay. Beautification.
Thank you. Just to note, the next Tuesday is our committee meeting, beautification committee meeting. It was scheduled to be here in this office, but due to a scheduling conflict with the zoning board, it's going to be held over in the fire station. Meeting room.
Okay.
And thank you, Chris, for working on trying to get those decorations down with the bucket truck. We appreciate it.
Okay. I don't hear from the youth program. Nope. Historian. Nope. Mr. Assessor.
Fellow citizens, taxpayers, town boards, no news is good news. Bring bad tidings of Albany. We are low on the basic star. And that, I'm sorry, not the basic star, but we're low on the prime acre. So everybody, no exceptions, prime acre will go up to $23,000. Now it's $16,000. And undeveloped acre will go from $10,000 to $15,000, from what I can find out. That's only, that's not farmland or anything. It's just your house. And if you don't have a house on it, it's your prime acre, it's your undeveloped acre in the woods. Everything will be prorated. If you don't have an acre, it'll be prorated down. I'm doing a town-wide reassessment. You might see me around. Please don't turn the doors on. Now, I'm going to send out a letter when the assessment comes out in May. I'm going to close the letter explaining in detail that if everything goes according to plan, we shouldn't be paying more taxes.
Yes.
That's your doubt in the crowd. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question, Larry. When are you sending out the letter for the new assessments? So people have
after the final roll is in.
In sometime.
Final roll goes in May 1st.
So after May 1st.
After May 1st.
And they have till June 7th.
That will be a reassessment, sir. And also, I will put the dates in the paper when I'm available for the PBM night.
Okay.
All right. Does everybody know what PBM means? And mobile, yeah. I will put it in the paper. I'll be open. I'm always here. If not, I will send my wife here. It's tough. They wanted me to increase some houses over $100,000, and I can't see that. So I had to reconfigure all the houses, all the property and everything else. By him, they sent me the book out, and they went. The average increase will be between $30,000 and $40,000, give or take a couple of $100,000. I'm trying to make it equal. I don't want to, you know, bury everybody, because listen, inflation is 8.5 now. No news is good news from Washington. And I don't think there's going to be any good news from the state either.
No.
No, not that. Mm. But that's it. Anybody, I will entertain questions now. Nobody dares.
Better
save yourself for that night through your PB&J. Okay, it will end up the paper the nights that I'm available. You can call up, make an appointment. I have 2 days. I have a Saturday morning, and I have a night. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Just call ahead because you're going to be busy.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, as far as I can remember, we've reassessed the last, what, 3 out of 4 years?
I don't know if we reassessed anything. I told you if...
I know we didn't do it last, we didn't do it last year.
Last year, I put this solar panels on. Solar panels were like $6 million. The state took a look at it and said, you're doing it all wrong. We can only assess them for $500,000. So, fire department and an ambulance, they lost $1 million worth of assessment. Now, the state never got involved until now. All of a sudden, somebody says, oh! I called them up. I called up a guy by the name of he didn't know as much as I knew. So that was it. I haven't seen him since. So I did the best I could with them. They're not happy.
We aren't either, so.
Oh, hell no. I don't think anybody is. So. The woman whose house I live in is not happy.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Fire department. Fire department report for the month of March. Had a total of 9 calls. 7 in the town, 2 mutual aid. They got a total call of 38 calls or 39 calls so far this year. 3 house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 1 chimney fire, 1 power line down, 1 flooded basement, and 1 fire alarm. Also gave mutual aid to Champlain and Hemingford, and it is submitted by Todd Dumlaw, the fire chief. Anything else, Todd?
All I got is we're all looking forward to the nice weather. We started doing some cleanup out back. We did decide the game booths that are in the back corner are unsafe, so we will be removing those as soon as it dries up a little more out there to alleviate the issue of falling down or whatever. Also, with the nice temperatures and everything, everybody's doing cleanup. Just want to remind everybody there's a state burn ban in effect till the 14th of May. I've had several people contact me. They're confused when it comes to DEC's regulations on open burn. Open burning means no brush piles, no leaves, no grass clippings, nothing like that. You are, however, allowed to have a fire pit, chimenea type thing, whatever. No flames higher than 3 feet, and you must have a water source to extinguish it. Burning barrels are strictly prohibited by the state. I don't know if we have a regulation here in town against them or not.
Yeah, as far as I know, there is.
Okay, I also had several phone calls too, people calling, saying, hey, so-and-so's got a fire going, flames are 20 feet high, you know. The best thing to do in that case is call 911. We can't invite ourselves to somebody's house. If we're called, we will go and put it out. If I can look at it, say, okay, you know, you can tell them, hey, you know, you need to quiet it down a little bit. As soon as I leave, they're right back at it 90% of the time. If you call 911 and we're dispatched to it, we will put it out for, you know. But just to kind of shine a little light on DEC's regulations with that. Their fines start minimum $500 for your first offense if you're found in violation of their regulations. Can't burn painted lumber, anything like that. They don't want you burning it. So when we do get the ban lifted, if you have brush piles that you need burned, feel free to reach out to me, contact me. If I can get a crew together, you know, if you feel unsafe with burning it yourself, if I can get a crew together on a weekend or a weeknight, we'll do it for you. So, other than that, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you, Todd. All right, EMS report for the month of March. They got a total of 130 calls, had 54 in Champlain, 44 in Moores, and 32 in Rosses Point. Where they got a total of 358 calls for so far this year, Champlain EMS. Court, got the court report. For the month of February, got a total of 5,764.50. 3,892 went to the state, 1,872.50 went to the town, and county didn't get anything out of that one. Month of March, it was a total of $3,037, 1,769 went to the state, $30 to the county, and $1,298 to the town of Moores. As long as we're on the court, I want to bring it up. We have a justice position up for election this year. And I talked to the other judge, and he thought it was a good idea that if we abolish one of the justices and go with just one justice. The last couple of years, the justice has been going in the red. We've been losing money. And my thinking is if we get rid of one of the judges and cut back at some salary, and you know, I guess that's something I wanted to bring up to the board, if something we're interested in pursuing, or leave it alone. I know when I did it, alone, when the other judge resigned, I enjoyed doing it every week. You stay more fresh than every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you gotta come in and you know, kind of refresh what you did 2 weeks ago. I enjoy doing it every week because I think you stay more fresh and you're more up to date on what's going on. But that's mine. You know.
So does who's Earl's not running?
Earl's, yeah, and he's not running.
So what does Dave think about?
Yeah, he's
doing
it. He really liked to do it all himself. He thought that would be, and he's feeling the same as mine. It'd be much better when you're there every week. And I think the only thing that's going to be is probably the DA night. That's going to be really busy probably, but you know, he can do it twice a month or something. I think there's ways around it, but that's, you know, I think what we need to do is if we decide we're going to have to do it pretty soon so we can get the paperwork in and get the ball rolling if we're going to do that, go that route.
Say if something happens to our current, we'd be able to get a backup.
Yeah.
Town,
yeah. Yeah. I got appointed to Champlain there when they lost theirs. I filled in there for a few months until they got a new justice. So. And the same thing with, you know, if he has to recruit himself, then it goes to the next town. And most of the time when you recruit, most of the time both judges recruit anyways. So he goes to the next town anyways.
Right.
So, but that to me wouldn't be a big issue, but that, you know, If you want to think about it, we can table it till next month and make a decision then. And I think what happens is if we do decide to do it, do like a permissive referendum, if you get so many signatures in the town, then they say we have to put it up to a vote to the residents. But if nobody has any problem with it, then it's just, it comes off the ballot in November. So.
Is there a timeline to get that before?
Yeah, I think before June, I think before the thing is all set, but I'll double check. So we'll know next month. But,
yeah, if we're going to do that, we'd have to make sure we do it by next month.
Right. So we'll table it till this month and we'll bring it up next month and have a vote. Okay. Code enforcement, Jason's not here. Cemeteries. Mickey.
Yes.
I hear you have a gate.
Well, we may have a gate. Not sure. We got the design.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Pretty much replaces and looks like the one that was there.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Anybody can see this, but it was done by our major steel artist, Jeff Ledoux. So, it'll probably look even better than the picture. And it's all steel. It's not aluminum like what the fence is out there. So.
But it's a lot of money.
It is. It is.
It's more than the cemetery can take the brunt of.
Right.
It's something that would either have to be get a grant for, or
right.
We don't have that kind of money in the.
Right. I didn't know what was available for it.
Right.
Didn't work for
yeah.
the money.
Right.
Or,
the cemetery guys.
I know there's been restoring grants. I know there's money in each cemetery, but I don't know what and how it's used.
Yeah. I mean, the cemetery guy is coming up tomorrow to check out the new fence and the road and the other one and everything. I mean, I can throw it at him and see if he can come up with some more. He's come up with some more money for it.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then, maybe do some fundraisers or something. And But the Riverside Cemetery does not have a lot of money. It didn't have hardly any money when we took it over. And it, we aren't selling that many graves out of there, so we're not getting a lot. So it's and I don't even know if we could spend that money on something like that anyways. I think it's more or less just for perpetual care.
From the actual whatever came with the cemetery.
Right.
It would have to be grants too.
Mm-hmm. But hey, I mean that's still doable. Yeah.
I mean, we could take it and see what he can give us for a design that's way
a little smaller,
less intense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not so many curlicues and words.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep. I did get an email from someone that said over in the back corner one of the tree tops snapped off. And I see it laying over there. And, it's not real big. I think a couple of people will grab it and they could drag it out.
Right.
So, but
there's a little bit in each cemetery, I think, that has stuff that needs to be.
With the wind we've had, there's a lot of I'm sure there's a lot of brush and stuff. There's also
still have that tree in the Union over the top of that stone, right?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Derek donated his time and
nice.
It was actually two. Derek McDonald cleaned them up.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk to Derek about that one in the old cemetery.
Thank you, Derek.
You said right here. I know. I thought maybe he'd overhear
me. Well, there's a lady from the, I can find her letter here somewhere, that wants to put a sign on her great-grandmother's grave. And I have to get back to her. I don't think it's a problem because it's going to go on the stone part of it. Too much paperwork. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any problem with her doing that. Daughters of the Revolution or something. Seems to ring a bell.
I think there's three revolutionary veterans in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of veterans in there. There's
a lot of Civil War, close to right. 45. But even more in the Union Cemetery, as far as Civil War goes, there's a lot of veterans. I'm just about representing the start of the conflict in the 1775.
Yeah, I can't find that. I got too much papers here. So. Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm following up on a request to put a Daughters of the Revolution grave marker on my third great-grandmother's headstone. So, I just told her we had to wait till spring and we couldn't get in there and do much now, so. Fawn McBride McGee is her name. I don't know. Nothing to say where she's from, but yeah, she wants to come in and put that on her. So I don't see an issue with it.
We have to talk about or think about a time to put up the new marker as well.
Yep. Yeah. I think once it probably dries up a little bit more. And,
yeah, it's pretty sloppy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll probably tackle that next month. Hopefully it'll be drier by then. Okay. Alrighty.
We have to make a motion, yes, or just gonna go back for it?
Yeah, I don't think I really need a motion for it. No, I mean, it's nothing, it's gonna stay right on their headstone, so.
Yeah,
so it's nothing going on the ground or anything, so. Okay. Okay. All right, thanks, Vicki. Let's kind of keep spearheading this.
Keep working on it.
Right.
We
okay.
need a gate there, so.
Yep, yeah, it definitely
and
does.
That was also including the side.
Right, yeah, I see that.
Pieces
yeah.
as well. I mean, maybe we could go without
yeah,
the
if,
pieces.
If you get a chance after, maybe show the rest of the board members, because I tried to print it off and it, right. it got this great big picture and there was no fence in it. So.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Okay, all right. Let's backtrack a minute with Todd. The delegates to the county, Chris and Ben,
yes.
Want to keep that the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, sorry.
All right.
Okay. Actually, I had to call dispatch today and straighten it. The people out down there, they had two different people on, not even from our department.
So, really?
Yeah, they had a big mix up there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it to Chris Bullers and Ben Lavo.
Okay, so, yeah. Shauna Davis, I guess, from clintcounty.org wants a, we need a resolution, or not a resolution, but a motion to have Chris Bullris and Ben Lappin as still our delegates to the Fire Advisory Board meeting. And they're just the guys that go to the meetings every month and get input and bring it back to the department and the town. So we need a motion
to make a motion to accept
Don,
them.
To accept them.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Carried. Thank you. Okay. That's done with. Okay. Old business. What do we got for old business? Fire advisor. We got that taken care of. Riverside Cemetery. Got that taken care of. Limer. Sidewalks. Like to set up a committee to go over, want to do some sidewalks this summer, upgrade some of the sidewalks. So I'd like to set up a committee, maybe one or two of the board members on there and maybe one or two from the community that wants to go around and check. I know the one from down around here on our 11 is bad. I know we've been kind of holding off, hoping they would do Route 11, but I have no idea when they're ever going to do that.
There was no state
yeah.
guy there today.
Right. So.
There you go.
So yeah. Anybody want to volunteer? I can be one of them, I guess.
I'll go out.
Don?
We'll take a look and see what's going on.
Don? Chris, you wanna get in on it? Okay. Anybody else wanna join us and check out the sidewalks?
Can we get new ones, or is it just a fix the old ones?
Derek, okay. Okay, all right, yeah, we'll try to get them done before next meeting so we can make a decision, put them out to bid, and, or decide if the town wants to do it, or, well, bid whatever we wanna do, so. We got plenty of money in the cemetery or the sidewalk account to get them done, we might as well get started on it. Okay.
Under old business, Jeff, did we vote on the air, for the building here?
Nope. We tabled it last month to see if anybody could find somebody else to do another estimate, but.
We'll be looking for more estimates on it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find anybody that wants to estimate it.
Did we make a motion on it then?
No, we didn't do it.
We didn't, no.
We were just waiting to looking to see if we get some more bids on it.
Yeah, we've got just the one bid that, Bombardier, so.
It should be done as the COVID money, so we might.
Yeah.
What I say.
Yeah, that's what's gonna come out of the COVID money. With the air exchanger in this room and an air exchanger in the offices in there. It'd be nice to have some fresh air coming in, especially with the COVID and, you know. If it ever comes out again, we'll have, be a step ahead of it.
For anything, really.
Yeah.
Jeff, is that something you could look at doing over in the meeting room over here, at the firehouse or no?
Can.
I mean, we have functions there, you know, people come in and out all the time.
Yeah, the room's used quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something we could really factor in on it.
Yeah, I can.
We'll have to get, put that out and get that bid, more bids out for, because that was only for here and.
The offices, yeah, they're in the offices.
So that would be in addition, so, have to.
You wanna rebid it, or you wanna just go with what we got and then have them add, what do you wanna do with?
Well, we could at least get a quote.
I'd make a motion to accept the bid.
To do the town office, then get another bid for in there?
Yeah.
Separate?
But it really should be done.
Yeah, I think it should too, I think it was a good idea to do it. So we got a motion by, Irving to go with the bid that we've got for the meeting room here and then the offices. Wait a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay. Don, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, I will let them know.
You can have it right up for the fire department.
Yep.
Do we need a motion to have, or just get another, do we need a motion to get some more bids for the, fire department?
Well, I guess have them get a bid and then we'll vote on it to accept it or to come in. Okay. 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 Anything else under old business? Okay, new business. I got a letter from, Delaware River Solar. Apparently they're in the process of doing another solar farm, number 6, up at the Ashline Farm. And he sent a decommissioning, agreement, which is pretty much the same agreement that we had for solar farm number 5, where they post a bond. I don't understand why they're in such a hurry to do this decommissioning, because they haven't even started the project. Before they were half done the other one before they got a decommissioning, agreement. But yeah, it's pretty much almost the same as what we did on solar number 5. They post a bond of a certain amount of money. They hold on to it, but we're noted on it as a part owner. So if they renege on this thing, then we get the bond to decommission the project. So we want to look this over, and I know the last one, number five, we had sent it to our lawyer, and he said this was pretty much what everybody's doing now, is a bond.
Right, just say it was the last one we did.
Right, yeah, it is, so.
If the project is approved, we will agree to it.
Is there, that their schedule here, that's, what, 30 years from start of construction?
Yeah. Yeah, says upon the start of construction, of course, I guess that's why they want to do it now, because the start of construction, they put $100,000 in a decommissioning account, so.
And then
$3,500 every year for the next 30 years. And then that money gets set aside for, if they walk away from it in 30 years, whoever is sitting up here gets to deal with it. So, I'll make a motion that we go ahead and accept it. It's pretty much same as what we did the last time.
Yeah, it looks like pretty much a ditto.
Okay. Okay, Ryan second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, that's done. I don't know if everybody knows, I mean, it's been in the papers and stuff, but FEMA had went through Clinton County and did a I don't know what you want to call it, but I know what I want to call it, the owners of the homes have to show proof that they messed up in their figures to say that they're in a flood zone. I don't know how many total there is in town. I know I've gotten 3 or 4 calls from different people that have got it, and they're not happy with it. One of them is sitting right here, the Bedard family. I want to set up a meeting next Tuesday night, probably start at 6 o'clock. Anybody that wants to come. The town has got to take the lead on this. Why? Like, we don't have enough to do. The town has got to do all the legwork to prove that FEMA didn't do their correct homework or whatever on this. And I mean, and it's tough for the homeowner, because what is that going to do to your, you know, value your home if you ever want to sell it? You know, the guy up on the White Road, Mr. Rowell, called me the other night. He wasn't very happy. He said, you know, he said, brand new house he just built 4 years ago. You know, he's already pissed off because he's got a windmill coming up in his backyard. Now he's got FEMA telling him he's in a floodplain. He's got to buy flood insurance. He said, so, you know, what happens if I want to sell it? You know, it's not going to be worth as much. So, we got to come up with a plan. So, anybody that wants to come in and listen, we're going to try to figure this out. I don't know a heck of a lot about it. Lori has done a lot of research. She knows a lot about it. I know I talked to Jason, and apparently John Gordon knows quite a bit about this too, because he deals with it through the, he's a surveyor with Dean Lajoie, and he says they do a lot of this. And from what I gather from him, that I guess if they do, you know, designate them as a flood thing, it's not something that's going to be there the rest of their life. You can refute it down the road. So, you know, if you get an engineer and prove that they're wrong, you can refute it and change it. But, you know, what kind of money is it going to cost and time to do that?
Yes, ultimately, you have to give technical and statistical data.
You got to have scientific proof and stuff.
And then
that
they have to make the decision on it. And the township or community has to send in the appeals to bring all that information.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy, I mean, because they're only going to accept scientific evidence on if their numbers are wrong or whatever. I mean, so you can't just go and say, hey, I'm not in a flood zone, you got to change it. You know, it's I don't know. I really don't understand what they're trying to do, but you know, I've lived here 63 years and you know, I've never seen it flood there. And
well, our parcel, they're stating that it's going to flood approximately 4 to 6 feet. So if we're flooding 4 to 6 feet, everybody on Route 11 is going to have a lot of water.
Yeah.
So there's probably some areas on the map that are correct data.
Mm-hmm.
But
right,
typically in our area, there's definitely an error.
Mm-hmm.
In the data that's submitted to the floodplains.
Right, and that's the other thing. We've been trying to get a hold of FEMA to try to get this information. What data are you using? Are you using it from 10 years ago? Because, you know, the town raised the Herrick Road and put bigger culverts in there so it drains better. And, you know, did they take the data before that was done? You know, so I don't know. It's like we didn't have enough to do it now that it was.
Yeah, and it's a big problem for the county because it is affecting over 1,000 residents.
Yeah, in Clinton County alone, yeah. And then, did they do more than Clinton County, Francis, or you know?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know too much about it. Just had a guy yesterday. He had a little brook running through his yard that dries up in the summer and he's on the flood zone.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay, all right, so yeah, that's so like I said, anybody wants to come and give us some input, we're more than willing to accept it. So okay, next thing I got under new business is I know everybody, I presume everybody knows that Leon Dupree passed away, and Leon was our caretaker of our rec parks. He would clean up the garbage and the barrels and stuff, and I know Bruce and I had talked about it last fall about, you know, he used to dump the barrels out and pick the trash up and put them in a bag, you know, by hand. But I don't think the next guy's probably going to be willing to do that, so we need to find some garbage cans, some different garbage cans to put out in the rec park. I guess Francis here, I know they got the tobacco money, but I think it had to be in by April 1st, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
So there's no way to...
We got, I believe it's 31 people out. Usually it is like 12, 13, this year 31.
31 applicants?
Yeah. I was going to ask, did the library put in for it? For some tobacco money?
Not this year.
But, we're going to give out probably 100 to 110,000, but with all the people I put in for it, the grand total was way over 400,000. So we got to pick a certain amount of people to
right,
fit into the 110,
right,
and I don't know how the heck we're going to do it. You know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So So I guess that's kind of out. Okay. So yeah. So we're that's our plan to do something over there at the rec park with some garbage. You got to be careful putting the garbage out there, or cans out there, because you know some people like to bring their home garbage and flop it in there.
Or car parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You look on top of all the drum right behind the restroom. They got the disc brake drums up each one.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. Okay, so yeah, we'll be looking into trying to find some garbage for there. The other thing I got on the new business, I got a letter from the Clinton County Health Department. It says, healthy neighborhoods may be coming to your neighborhood. April 7th, they wrote me a letter saying that they're coming to the town of Moores. So they'll be going door to door, kind of conducting, surveys and checking on residents, see if they need what they need, if they need anything. So just if you see them around, you know, that's what they're doing. I'll post this up on the board at the office. There's a phone number on there if anybody's got any questions for them. Or it's free. So
I think they're going to check for air quality. They'll check for air quality in the house, ventilation, things like this.
Yeah, and make sure you have smoke detectors and, yeah, safety stuff, yeah. So, okay. All right, anything else on new business? No? Nothing? Okay. Got a couple of resolutions. Okay, first one. Resolution for standard work day for employees. Whereas the Office of the State Controller requires a standard work day resolution for employees be passed by the Town of Moore's Board. The standard work day resolution applies to the positions as listed, not in individuals. Be it resolved that the Town of Moore's location code 30183 hereby establishes the following as standard work days for its employees and will report days work to the New York State and local employees retirement system based on the keeping system or the record of activities maintained and submitted by their members to the clerk of this body. Recreation assistant, 6 hours, and a cleaner, 6 hours. Okay, I have a motion to accept that.
Make a motion.
Don, second. Ryan. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. 4-0. Okay. Second one. Same thing. Whereas the Office of the State Controller requires standard work day reporting resolution of elected and appointed officials be passed by the Town of Moore's Board. The standard work day resolution applies to the titles listed. Be it resolved that the Town of Moore's location code 30183 hereby establishes the following as standard work days for these titles and will report days work to the New York State and local employees retirement system based on the timekeeping system or the record of activities maintained and submitted by their members to the clerk of the body. Jeffrey Menard, supervisor, 6 hours, and Donald Paris, councilperson, 6 hours. A motion for that?
Make a motion.
Don? Second? Ryan? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 4-0. Alrighty. Board resolution of the Town of Board, Town of Moore's. At a regular meeting of the Town Board of the Town of Moore's, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11 Moore's, New York, duly called, a quorum being present and held at the Town Hall located in the Town of Moore's, County of Clinton, State of New York on April 12, 2022. The following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. Okay.
I believe this is my
part. A motion was made by and seconded by blank to authorize a capital expenditure of $15,600 plus administrative project delivery and other soft costs in accordance with the Town of Moore's Housing Rehabilitation Program for project MO-20-05. This is the $500,000 grant money that we got from Friends of the North Country. And they have one project that's moving forward. It's a septic system, I believe, in Moore's Forks.
Yep, the client is actually receiving a manufactured housing replacement, so he's receiving multiple funding sources, but the Town of Moore's will be doing the septic.
We're doing just the septic,
yes.
Okay. Okay. So I have a motion to...
Is that coming out of our funds, or is that coming out of the grant?
The grant.
The grant funds.
Yeah, 500,000.
Out of the 500, yes.
Yeah. The board has to approve it for that?
Yeah.
Yes, so the board has to approve it because technically you're the recipient of the money. So we do all of the work for you guys, but then you guys just approve that it's okay for us to spend that money.
Okay. Okay. Need a motion to...
Yeah, motion.
For that, I'll make a motion.
Don? Okay. Shall I sign that? So I need to sign this one. Okay, thank you. Carried. Oh yeah, all in favor?
Did we get a second on that?
Yeah, Ryan did.
Oh, Ryan did, okay.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. 4-0. Okay. Is that for the resolutions? Anything else, guys? No? Nothing? All right.
I did want to mention something, Jeff. Jason's not here tonight, but I got some information that we're having a problem on the Blair Road again with some activity.
Okay.
I tried contacting Jason 3 times last week. I could get a hold of him. I don't know if he's aware of this or not, but I think he needs.
I think he is.
I think he is aware of there was something going on.
I just want to have a record that, you know, we can, if you can, mm-hmm. if you speak to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's in here Thursday and Friday, so I'll let him know. But he knows about it, so he's keeping an eye on it.
Because right now they only have a permit for demolition.
Right, right. No building permit, yeah.
Occupancy, no permit for anything else on the property.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And also, if you want to bring it up or on the other one on crossing the rec park.
I had a person contact me regarding someone that they believe maybe have
a registered
sex offender status that's living next to the rec park in Morris. So I don't know this.
Morris Forks.
Although in Morris Forks, but I think that's more of a law enforcement thing. I don't think that there's anything we can do.
Well, we're going to check on it and
but
see.
We'll have to probably get a hold of the make sheriff's sure department. I'm assuming he's the one that handles
make sure
that.
He's registered and all that, the address and stuff.
But I don't know. A lot of times they do regulate where they can reside, so.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Thanks, Don. Okay. Public comment.
You talked about the rec park.
Yeah.
I've been living there for a little over 3 years, next to Ryan, and talking with Tyson Dumas the last 2 years, because we're there most of the time. He asked me, kind of, my wife and I keep an eye on the place. Are you the dog control officer?
No, no, not here.
Oh, she's not here. Well, then what's her role, or the person that is a dog control officer, what do they actually do?
They, when they get called, they go and check on dogs that are.
Okay, we do live right next to the park. And this is the worst year we've seen in 3 years we've been there. So many big dogs letting run loose in the park and dog droppings all over, even on my land. I'm not too happy with that. Can anything be done?
Well, there is a leash law. There is a leash law.
You see that many a time, big dogs running around doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful park.
Yeah, well, no, that's why we set up the,
Well, we've got those poop bags for the dogs. Well, that's being irresponsible.
There's no bags on them this year. Right now.
Right now, there's none.
There should be more dispensation like that. Well, there's a lot of people who just let their dog run around.
Right.
If your kids are playing out there in the field playing baseball or soccer, you want them to run through that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I'll have her check on it and see. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as far as her chasing around and making them do their poop, I mean, they shouldn't be letting them loose. I mean, there is a leash law.
You see that a lot.
So they need to be.
If we walk on the trail and the dog comes after them, I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, they need to be. They need to be leashed up.
Should we look into signage to remind people about that? Possibly.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Tyson and he's supposed to talk to people. I hope he does.
Okay.
Two other things I'd like to bring up.
Okay.
I used to be a truck driver and engine brakes. Coming into the village of Morris is ridiculous. And engine brakes is noise pollution, vibration going to your building, and you can't sleep at night when they come through 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And then brakes are supposed to be used coming down the hill. It's a waste of fuel, and they're trying to save their brakes. I know the whole story about it. And it's a, like I say, it's a noise pollution thing. A lot of states that I drove through, mile from the limit of the village or the town, they got signs, no gateways allowed. Can that be done here?
I don't know. Something we'll have to check into and see.
Those are state roads.
That'd be a state issue, I think. State road roads.
Yeah, state road.
Or even on the side roads, I don't know if they use them, but.
Yeah, they don't use them.
They're actually for hills.
Okay.
And the third thing, I know times are hard right now. I don't know what it is for, I've talked to Chris already about that. But it's a beautiful park, but the way people drive into that park and leave that park sometime and think it's a racetrack. Speed bumps, could they be put in?
Well, they could be, yeah.
Yeah.
They could be.
Do something about that? Because I've got grandkids that come there. Hopefully nobody ever hits them.
We can post a speed, do we have a speed limit posted in there?
No, I don't see that.
I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of common sense.
Child at play, but we could post a speed limit sign, maybe, you know, maximum 15. I think would be sufficient for that. As long as you're not going to go over 15 miles an hour to your house.
I'm not going to run.
But yeah, I think we should probably, if there aren't any speed signs, it's a town road, so we can post our own speed limit down there. We don't have to ask for
it. No, there's no speed limit sign.
You can, but who's going to enforce it?
I would say 5 miles an hour on that road.
Yeah, probably.
Well, we still put the sign up.
Yeah, it ain't hurt to put them up. Cost of a couple signs. Okay.
They went down the parking lot and they'll come back.
All right, we'll take a look at possibly getting some signs and put up, so, okay. Anybody else?
No, I just have a comment on how nice the cemetery looks.
Yeah.
When we came back, I was looking, it was.
Even when their dog run out there, I walked through the cemetery because it said, for me, walking through a cemetery like that is a place of history and also a place of respect. And dog droppings all over through the cemetery, I've seen that a lot.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it does. Looks nice there. Okay. It's coming on. Good. Okay. Anything else? Well, I mean, you guys can stick around, but Tammy's going to go over some insurance. If you guys want to stay and listen. So. Our insurance expires at the end of the month, so we have to renew our insurance. So. So you're willing to stay around if you want.
Some people know how to clear a room.
I do an open insurance office.
Do you want to run in and take a copy of it?
If you don't mind, not at all. Is it raining through the store?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll go do that right now. Awesome.
Oh, sorry, Francis. Do you have anything else to say? Sorry about that.
I could have kind of too big, but.
Put up signs even?
I wanted to ask you, how much money did you get for your American Rescue Plan? Did you earmark it all?
Not quite a bit. I think total was a little over 200,000.
No, I could have tell you what I did. I went to the beta. I read the paper about beta.
I'm trying to find it here. I had it. I know.
I don't know what Chris's plan is for the summer. Would he ain't going? If you need somebody to take some slack.
That's something we'll have to discuss. Do we want to hire our own crew to do sidewalks? Get somebody, maybe Dickie Moore, or one of the lazy guys, lead a couple guys to help.
Thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. Right. I hope you have a great night.
Over
thank
there, you
again.
Don't have to stick around.
Yes.
Whatever.
Okay. Alrighty, yeah, I'll let you know.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Oh, I don't know, do you?
I think so.
Sorry, we can do it in my office. Oh, that's right, your zoning thing.
Yeah. Zoning thing.
No, the 27th.
Sure, my wife's up
here. Our organization, we're trying to run. You guys got a zoning
thing. 19th.
Oh, you got one?
I'm going further down here.
20 room.
We'll move up 20 feet higher.
Hey, Mike.
Take care, Mike.
Is this stuff I need for Kelly?
No, that's stuff for you to read. I got Kelly's copy in my office.
Thanks a lot. I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, what the heck is this?
I don't know. I said that you guys would want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Come on up. Grab a chair. Come on up close. That way we don't have to holler.
I mean,
the insurance is pretty much what we had last year, right?
It's exactly the same. I think they upped some building values, and that was really the biggest part about it.
Right.
If you just want to go page 6 as your premiums, which is usually the most important for everybody. We don't have the cyber policy in yet, so that's not included in that 73. That 73 also includes your workers' comp, which is actually in July. We just put everything on there together.
So that's actually less than last year?
Is that this one is so far because the cyber is not included in there yet.
What's it?
We're coming in this year at about 2,500 and last year we were about 200. So that one is increasing.
That would double?
Maybe. We're hoping not.
There's
also NYSER. NYMER, sorry, has a cyber program too that Jeff just got some information on. So they can implement a couple of things.
Yeah, I give them a copy.
So we have options and we have time for it. So that's good for us too. That's the biggest part. A lot of them did increase your workers' comp down from July.
I was going to say, that's workman's comp and everything, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Comp Alliance does a great job with the workers' comp too, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
The next page, actually, I'm going to make you go just to that statement of values so you can take a look at it. If you look on page 9, is where we start the statement of values. Jeff and I did go over it already. We're on page 9.
That was page 6.
6 gives you the premium.
Yeah, 6 is the...
And it's not totally right, because you know, it's the same stuff to our policy.
And then you have our cyber
and the
That's it is insurance.
Yeah, very nice.
And you know,
that's everything.
And I feel for that.
Page 9 is actually what we call a statement of values. So that Jeff and I did go over this. This is where we kind of combine the buildings and contents for all of your locations and the buildings
that
you have. Like I said, we did go over it. We did that. It looks good for us. But if there's any changes that you want to have on there, we're happy to make all the changes from there. What we do is we blanket all of this limit together into this $4,529,549.
Chris, go down the other end, please.
So what that means is if we have, on the first building, the firehouse,
something just came to mind.
Something happened to it. Okay. It's going to come out of this $4 million limit, so you'll have that.
I don't want to speak too soon.
That the same goes for contents too. So if you're like moving contents around and you only have 1,000 at one location and it ends up being 10,000, you'll have that blanket limit out of there. So it makes a lot of sense for that side of it. And for your property, you do have a $2,500 deductible on there.
Right.
So that's good too. And like I said, if you guys review that and see that something needs to change, actually Jeff and I both panicked when we looked at it. We couldn't find the EMS building and we were only looking at the first page. I'm like, oh my God, I was panicking, but it's on the second page. so we were good.
Oh, that's not in there.
I wasn't panicked for both
of us. Man, God, have our EMS billing insured.
It's not even our first year
there
doing
it is.
This, and we were still thinking that. We're like, what is going on with us? I think those are the biggest parts of that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the frame of sheet in this year, Jeff?
Six. Well, that's, yes, that yeah, is page yeah. Six.
So last year was page.
So it's a little skewed because the workers' comp is in here too, as you'll see. And this 73,000, she has didn't total in the cyber yet because we don't have that one in. So that one is going to be, you're running about even, is where it's really coming in at. NYMER took a little bit of an increase, but what they did is where they took a little on property, they saved a little on, that's actually backwards, where they took a little on general liability, they saved some money on the properties just to make it even out a right. little bit. Towns are...
So right now it looks like it's going to be a little about, bit less than yeah. it was last
yeah,
year.
It's yeah. about, yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Which is good.
Yes. Going... Page 12 is your boiler and machinery coverage. That's always at the blanket value of that $4,529. So that is exactly what the equipment breakdown is. Something happens, not wear and tear, they're not doing any maintenance right. issues for you or anything like that, but if anything along that happens, they just give you the full blanket bill value there, and it doesn't matter where, what location it's at.
So like if we're doing this air exchanger, purification system for the building.
Yep.
Now, will that automatically be included? Will that
yes,
be covered?
Any of your equipment is anything like that. Yeah. You don't have to, unless you're doing major construction, there we're not going to have to worry
about okay.
What's the, I see the demolition at 10,000.
Yes.
That's if you got a fire help clean it up?
Correct. That's okay. exactly what that is. Yes, if you have to take any of that down.
Okay.
Some of the limits are just. Nothing's ever going to be that much, but that's yeah. what they put in.
The hazardous substance is $2,500,000?
Yes. And that's only from an equipment breakdown, though. So if something happens and it explodes, then that coverage is going to come into play. If you just have a building that has asbestos in it, that's not an equipment breakdown.
Coverage. That's not okay.
Correct. So that would be good.
Nice seeing you. Take care. Take care.
The next is your general liability on page 13. So you have the base limits. So you have $1 million per occurrence. So any claim that would be on there. And then a $3 million policy aggregate. So that's the most the policy would pay out in a policy year. You have some employee benefit coverage too. So if you ever forget to put somebody on the benefit plan and they mm-hmm. have a claim, that's where that coverage comes okay. into play to cover you from there.
Oh, good.
Biggest part of that one.
We already have the bucket truck on there.
I made a note on mine because I wasn't sure if Sarah had that on there. I'm like, Chris probably already called her, but. your auto is on page, which is what we were just talking
16.
About.
16.
Yes. 15 starts the liability coverages and then the list is on page 16. So you have $1 million worth of coverage for the liabilities on the autos as well. And we have hired a non-known coverage in there too. So if Jeff is using his personal vehicle to run an errand for the town and causes an accident, his would be primary, but an attorney could still go after the town because you were doing town business. So you have that additional coverage mm-hmm. on here covering the town for that too.
Are we going to have the new plow truck that's not in here yet?
No, not yet. Hasn't taken over yet.
That's the one that's going to be delivered.
That's looking June-ish.
Wow. Just, really? Wow.
Right when you need a plow truck.
Renee was telling me tonight that she got a letter from the one that ran into the back of the plow truck.
Oh.
And I forget what the insurance company was, but they sent us a letter saying that our insurance company found that you guys are liable for. So, but she called what's her name then?
Yeah.
And she says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. She called them back and says, no.
Don't try anything.
Yeah.
They really
yeah.
will try anything.
Yeah.
And usually a town doesn't actually become, especially if it's like a work zone, you're not responsible if you run into somebody in a work zone, they're not supposed to be there.
Right,
so
right.
That's a big one.
You know, you're plowing and you know, it's an emergency. I mean, you're yes. cleaning the roads. I mean, get out of the way.
Yeah, they're very visible.
Give them some room. Yep.
Yes. So page 16 is that list. Mm-hmm. We do have the cost new on all of those. These are actually what the values of the trucks are at. you'll see the floater under the deductible. Some of these, if it's a bigger vehicle, is actually covered under an inland marine type policy for us. It actually gives it a different deductible, so that's why those are listed in there. Okay. And if you, there's any that you feel like you don't need the comp and collision on, or you want the comp and collision on, just let us know and we can change those premiums for you too.
Okay.
And keep that list pretty active and pretty up to date with Chris and Sarah going back and forth. So the next is that in the marine. So that's where you'll see that auto physical damage coverage of the 570. That's where that came from. We have other contractors' equipment, which I don't know that we have the list in here, but Chris and Sarah go over a nice contractor's list often. So, yes, so we keep that one pretty up to date. We streamlined that a lot from the forms that we used to get on those. So we've got a good system going with that one. We have the plow bellies on here, just some miscellaneous parks and rec equipment. These all have that lower deductible, so it's instead of the property deductible of $2,500, this is obviously at a $500. So it makes sense to keep these on this type of policy for you. And they are all at an agreed value on there too. So if you're agreeing that the cost of the plow truck is $100,000, that's the agreed value that they're going to insure it at. The next page on 18 is your crime coverage. So you have some employee theft coverage in here.
Yep.
A little bit of computer fraud coverage. So say somebody does a phishing scam for you, you have a little bit here, but like I said, you do have that other cyber policy as well, which we don't have in yet, so we can't really review that.
Okay.
We also have some excess crime coverage on the justice, the tax collector, court clerk, and the supervisor.
Yep. Okay.
Public officials, so you have $1 million again per occurrence, so per claim, and a $2 million policy aggregate. This includes the employment related practices coverage, which is wrongful termination, discrimination, anything like that. So you do have coverage if any sort of claim becomes on those. This basically covers
your Good. Right, that goes back to May of 97?
Correct, yes. It's what we call a claims made basis. So whenever that claim, you got that. This next page kind of explains more of that public official's coverage for you. It's just a little, if you ever can't sleep at night, you bring out this. There you go.
Put you right out, huh?
I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. So you have $1 million basically for the auto and the general liability that we had talked about before and the public officials. On top of that, you have another $5 million worth of liability. So any one claim, you in essence have $6 million per claim. For coverage on that side of it.
Yeah.
Those can go up, they can go down depending upon what you think you need. It's a question we get asked, or I get asked a lot, how much should I have? I have no idea. It's more of a how much can you afford, basically, is what that one goes. I'd be the person that told somebody a limit and then they got sued for double that and there'd go my license, so. storage tank liability, it's through a different company than NYMER because they don't write this. I think it's through Nautilus. So it does cover all of the tanks that are listed on here for that $1 million per claim. That's basically like a leak kind of claim. And you said somebody's coming to inspect the tanks, right?
Well, the garage.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to do the tanks also, but Thursday
is supposed to be coming. Somebody from
NYMER. NYMER,
Oh, somebody from NYMER is doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let them know what that is about then, because they're looking for more information, but we'll get with you guys and get them on there. And as long as all of these are the tanks you still have, if you haven't changed any, put any new, then we're good on that side of it.
Yeah, I believe Renee just had them.
We just did the application, so I think that's what we got those from. I don't think they changed.
Yes.
I don't think we've added any or subtracted any, so that I know of anyways.
No.
Good.
I was going to say, the oil tanks, they've been gone for a few years.
Are they still on here?
No.
Okay.
You got one tank at Missile Base, you got two here, and you got two at Morris Forks. So that means you got five tanks total.
White Road, Morris Forks is warehouse.
How come there's two there?
Because the generator's got its own.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, I learned a big lesson on that with DEC.
Okay. DEC's fun.
You learn shit real fast. Use the language. Oh, man.
At least you have the liability on there. They're really fun when you don't have the coverage on there.
Yeah.
They like to find you.
And that must be... I didn't think this generator had a tank in the bottom, but maybe it does.
What, the generator?
Yeah. I thought it was all tied into the big tank.
No, there's a tank in with the generator.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's what that one is.
Yeah, because you've got to unlock the door to fill it up to put fuel in it, so, yep.
Perfect. The next page is that data security or the data breach cyber liability policy, but again, we don't have that one in. Some of these may change from that one, but we put in what was on there last year. So I'm just,
okay.
We'll go over that one when it actually does come in.
Okay.
And great. 9MER does their own risk management. I know you guys are very familiar with the 9MER stuff, so I'm not going to bore you with all of those. Workers' Comp, this is through Comp Alliance. This is actually a July renewal and not the May renewal that you have now.
Right.
This is based off from your budget. So when it just hands that budget in and goes from there. So that's always good, and they're very easy to deal with too. And I really think that is your insurance in a nutshell.
Jeff, how did we budget this year for insurance?
I know that I think it was over 40 for both of them.
Well, it was 39,000, looking at 39,000 this year for the comp, and then the balance, which is around 39,000, would be the insurance.
Yeah, they're both going to be right around 39,000.
Yeah, the workers' comp, the 22-23 premium is actually 36 for the workers' comp.
It's gone down a
little. Yeah. Yep. And the 9MER policy, I just had that. That alone in itself came in at, I have a quote here too.
Because you don't have the quote to balance here. That's a surprise.
Yep.
What you have right here.
Yeah, 36,981 is what the 9MER policy came in at. Okay.
No. That's now slower than last year.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't bring a copy of that one either, yep. So.
We have to vote on this tonight, Jeff, or this has to be.
We should because
yeah,
it's done at the end of the month. Yeah, so.
Better
we'd have to have another meeting. I would, if everybody's good with that, I mean, the only thing is not on there is a cyber.
Right.
And I'm assuming it's going to be pretty much the same as last year.
Those premiums are coming in higher. But if we can get something from 9MER, we might be able to compare it. As long as we can get the 9MER policy approved tonight,
right.
That way we can get that one bound and then the pollution liability too.
Because I don't think I've seen it in this format before with the workers' compensation with the town insurance.
Right.
One bill. I've never seen a bill for $78,000.
Right.
This is how we
used to do it. Used to do it separate.
Just to show you your overall. When you get the bill, it'll come from 9MER.
Yeah. But see, our workman's comp is not due until July.
Right.
That's what I mean.
So we only really got to do the one for the insurance.
For 9MER. For that 37,000
one. Yeah.
Did I talk to you or on glass coverage? We can't get it at all, or is it?
It's subject to deductibles. On commercial vehicles, they don't have a full glass coverage like you do on your own personal vehicles. It's just not a coverage that's offered on commercial auto policies.
But like front end loader or none of
it's
that?
All going to be subject to your deductible. So how much is it to actually replace them?
One of them is $2,500 or better.
So you'll get your $500 deductible, you just have to pay that, and then the rest of it. It's still a claim, it's just subject to your deductible. We're all just used to full glass coverage,
because
that's what I own personal.
Well,
it's a sticking point for me personally.
I know from years past, we didn't have glass coverage from, plow trucks, just the sand on windshield wipers. They're not broke, but they're so scraped that they're not safe to drive.
Yeah.
And it was, I know Renee brought it up and somebody else did about insurance.
Right.
And I said, I'll check and make sure, but I don't believe we're.
Yeah. But I mean, you can still do a claim, but you just have
to,
you have to pay the deductible.
So like something with the loader or wherever, the reason they're so much, they're curved this way and this way. If
They make them flat.
Like most of our windshields.
Huh.
Yeah. It's...
Well, when you're setting one up on the top.
Yeah. And even if it's crap, I mean, even if we've got to pay for it, when I use it in our pits, I'm subject to MSHA, DEC, so I pay a fine, and I have to fix windshield. So, I'm just looking
double,
at the easy scenario to...
Wow.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. If it gets hit by a rock, you have the last coverage. It's just subject to a deductible. It's all part of your comprehensive coverage.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a learning game for all of us.
Don't ask. Insurance, I don't know.
Again, it's fun for me. Yeah. I don't know.
You do it every day, that's why.
I do it every day. Not that I'm not looking forward to retirement, don't get me wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and that's, I always go back to Andre because she was the teacher. And she said, whatever you've got a question, call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She spoiled us. But Tammy's spoiling us too. So. Alrighty. So I'll make a motion that we accept the Nimer.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Just the Nimer
bomb. Yep. Just the Nimer.
The Nimer and the pollution.
Yep.
For the storage tanks.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don, I made it. Don second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried.
Thanks.
Okay.
If it was 78,000, I'd get a little
nervous. Yeah, you weren't the only one. When I first seen it, I said, whoa, something wrong here. But then I seen the,
yeah,
I seen the workman's comp.
That was a total of everything.
But when we get the bills, they come in. But when we put it all together, we put it, that's how we usually put it all together. The binder will just have one or the other, but we just your overall cost is what we like to show people.
Yep, yeah.
We like to sticker shop every
once in a while.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
This keeps us wide awake, I think.
Good luck with your FEMA meeting.
Oh, yeah.
We've been getting
really
lots of calls on that, too. People that weren't in the flood zone that are having to get the insurance.
Yeah.
$3,000 for flood, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I just don't understand what they're trying to prove. I really don't.
No, and you used to be able to get elevation certificates and prove otherwise, and I don't even know that they're using those anymore. Now,
I think somebody said Randy Ratwood, who got his already sorted over there.
Well,
really?
I don't know how he did, because like I said, he's got to go
share
through
his
down.
Magic
because
spirit.
They put him in. Look at his, he's like,
yeah, he's 25, 30 feet from
feet
the river.
Above the river.
I mean,
I was going to say, if Randy floods up there, worse one.
Yeah, a lot of others are going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
because a 20-foot bank or more.
I can understand the other side
that's
of the river.
Crazy. Yeah.
That would flood way before he would.
Well, how many
because that's lower and flatter.
45, I think, and more were affected by this.
I haven't got a total count because not everybody's.
No.
We had
a couple articles in the paper, but I don't
know. We had like 42 letters that we had to send out. But
and quite a few just ignored it.
Right. And some came back in the mail because they didn't deliver
maybe
them.
Yeah,
I know Dylan told me.
Maybe.
Steven just threw it on the counter and ignored it. I said, you might want to tell him to look into this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
I have another question.
Make a motion to close.
Wait, here's another question.
I don't know. Well, it's nothing special. Training.
Yeah,
we have.
I'm going to shut this off.
I'm going to make a motion to.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
They're
we
back up again to doing
second.
Those.
Ryan, second.
I'll get some form.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you.